Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Last Sunday, we talked about what season it is. Do you remember what season it is?
Winter.
Winter, right? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Advent.
Advent. Thank you. Yes, it's Advent. And it's a time of preparing for?
Meet the God.
For who?
God.
For God to come incarnate or in the body of Jesus, the human body. Yeah. So we're celebrating the preparation time for Christmas. What are you doing to prepare for Christmas? You haven't done much preparing lately. Wow. What are you guys doing for Christmas preparation? Do you have a Christmas tree? You're trying to get a tree.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're going to get one.
Awesome.
I have a tree.
You have a tree already. Any other things you're doing to prepare? Who's buying or making Christmas gifts? Or thinking about Christmas gifts?
Me.
Who's going to help their parents wrap a few gifts maybe for grandma and grandpa or someone else? Yeah, wrapping. Helping maybe tie a few bows. How many of you have an Advent wreath at home? Remember we talked last week about Advent wreaths? If you have an Advent wreath at home, that's another way to prepare. So it's not yet Christmas right now, right? Even though, who wants it to be Christmas today?
Me.
Yeah.
Not me.
Like, Christmas is like the best time because we get all kinds of great things, right?
I wish Christmas would be the entire December.
Yeah, I wish Christmas would be the entire month of December. I agree with
Every
you.
Every day we'd get Christmas.
Every day we could get presents. That's true.
Until next
but we're preparing for something even greater, though, aren't we?
God's
even,
birth.
Yeah, God's birth. Jesus' birth. It's a time of preparation. So if we had Christmas every day, we wouldn't have this time to prepare and be fully ready. Not just ready with our houses and our Christmas trees and our presents, but prepared and ready in our hearts. Did you ever think about that? Preparing in your heart? It's hard to do. It's hard to be patient and wait. I brought something for us today. What is this? Yes, Ian already saw them.
Candy canes.
Candy canes. Who likes to eat their candy cane immediately by crunching? Mm-hmm. I sort of do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I have to do it.
I have a task for you today. It's a challenge. Are you ready to accept it? The challenge is, you may eat it if it's okay with your parents, but the challenge is for you to suck on it slowly and be patient.
That's what they do.
That's what you do. Very good. And in a way, I want you to think about how this season of Advent is your slow preparation waiting for Christmas so that we are ready, fully ready to receive our Christ child. Whatever works for you, Ian, whatever works. And I also brought with me more Advent wreath making tips and your prayers there as well. If you would like to have 4 candles on your table at home, you can pray together as a family and prepare yourselves that way. Let's pray. Thanks for joining me today. Lord God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to prepare our hearts and our minds and our lives for your coming on Christmas Day. Help us to be patient even in the midst of excitement. We give you thanks in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up.